This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, green-lighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. A federal judge has just ruled that President Trump cannot stop his accountants from turning over his taxes to Manhattan D.A. Cyrus Vance Jr., who's probing whether the Trump Organization falsified business records related to so-called hush money payments. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You can achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
It's the first Monday of October, which means the U.S. Supreme Court is back in session today. Some major cases on its docket include cases about immigration, gun rights, and abortion. One of the Democrats running for the White House, Senator Cory Booker, was discussing abortion and related issues on the campaign trail on Sunday.
I'm going to create a White House Office of Reproductive Freedom to begin to coordinate and deal with these issues. And that involves everything from working to codify Roe in legislation all the way, frankly, to dealing with maternal mortality rates, which are horrific.
Meanwhile, a federal appeals court will be hearing arguments in New Orleans today on a Mississippi law that was passed last year banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It's never taken effect as a district judge declared the law unconstitutional, although the law is now being appealed by the state. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The oldest living former U.S. president falling at his home in Georgia yesterday, but Jimmy Carter told a crowd later in Nashville, Tennessee, he had to show up there for the building project he was scheduled to be part of for Habitat for Humanity.
I got up this morning at home in Plains getting ready to go to church. Because right after that we had a family reunion and then we were coming to Nashville and I fell down and hit my forehead on a sharp edge and had to go to the hospital and they took 14 stitches in my forehead and my eye's black as you notice. But I had a number one priority and that was to come to Nashville to build houses.
Talks to end a weeks-long strike of General Motors workers don't appear to be headed in the right direction. The United Auto Workers Union says while there's been some progress on some issues, the talks have now taken a turn for the worse. The union claiming GM is showing an unwillingness to fairly compensate its workers. And two researchers from the U.S. and one from Britain are sharing this year's Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Committee today naming Americans William Kalin Jr. and Greg Semenza, as well as Sir Peter Ratcliffe. The four have identified the molecular machinery that regulates the activity of genes in response to varying levels of oxygen. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, and if you're anything like our next guest, it's maybe the way you should dance. Because she says you should dance like no one is watching and be the first one on the floor. I don't mean like lying on the floor. I mean like dancing on the floor, okay? That's what she means. Ashley Bratcher joins us now. Ashley, the star of Unplanned, played the role of Abby Johnson. And Ashley, welcome to the show. Great to have you back with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I think the last time we talked was right before the movie. You and Mike Lindell came on the show, and we were able to give everybody a little bit of an intro to what was about to be unleashed coast to coast on this country, what Kerry Solomon and Chuck Hanselman have delivered, and the team of Unplanned has just been beyond awesome.
Yeah, I agree. We tried to give everyone a little bit of insight into what we thought was going to happen, but I think it even blew our minds how far beyond our imagination this thing has taken off.
It came at a time, I believe, in God's time, just like your career. I had a chance, by the way, to see you the other night when you were in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I tried to get up to see you, but there was a throng. And when I talked to the program manager, I said, hey, look, I've interviewed her on my show. I would at least like to say hi. And so we didn't get a chance to meet face to face. My only disappointment of the evening, I will say, your presentation was absolutely stellar. I just sat there and, as you were talking about your career and how God had just orchestrated everything, and I see what he's doing in this next phase of your life so clearly, it's just incredible. I mean, you are, to say that you're impressive and a woman who has been called to speak on this issue like Esther for a time such as this, I'll tell you, it's incredible. All that to say, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever get a chance to hear Ashley speak, do not miss it. You will enjoy it. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you so much. That is always really difficult to hear and accept because it's just God's story. I mean, I just think of it as my life, and God gave me a story to tell. So when people are so affected by it, I'm always taken back because I just feel like I'm nobody, but God gave me a story to tell, and it's changing people's lives, so I'm forever grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, your career, as it evolved and the trajectory was to play the role of Abby Johnson. You related at the dinner the other night that you had this crazy girl come to you and say, "Hey, God's going to do this movie. You know, you're going to do this movie," and you're going, "What?" You're thinking to yourself, "Oh, okay," you know, because you always have people that have an encouraging word, and you appreciate the office of the prophet. And out of respect, you know, okay. And but you're thinking, that's interesting. And the way you relayed the story, it was like you pondered it. And I thought about, you know, when Christ's mother was told that she was going to bear the Son of God, it says that she just pondered it. And you seemed to I was impressed to think along the same line that you thought, well, that's interesting. And you pondered it. And you were at a point in your career where you're thinking, okay, am I going to continue on? And then, what was it, a matter of weeks, you get the call.
Yeah, it was a matter of weeks after this woman on Instagram had sent me a message telling me essentially she had been led to believe and that she had received a word from God that I was meant to play the role of Abby Johnson. And again, I didn't know her from Adam. I had never met her before in my life. And kind of just blew it off initially thinking, okay, well, you're really sweet, but that's a little crazy to me.
Right.
And then in her obedience to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, just following up with me and saying, "Hey, did you audition?" And that kind of kicking me into gear and thinking, okay, well, maybe there's something more to this. And so I auditioned, and weeks and weeks and weeks later, I finally got the call from the producers that the role was mine.
Wow. Well, and that's incredible. And then you had hours. I mean, your husband, David, well, he's jujitsuing. He's busy working out. And you're going, "Hey, I'm jumping on a plane in 4 hours. I'm out of here."
Yeah. I didn't have much notice to get on the plane, that's for sure, when they made me the offer.
Mm-hmm.
The producer said, "Ashley, I'm so excited to offer you the role of Abby Johnson. Can you get on a plane in 4 hours? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, my husband was super excited for me. But, I mean, I had to leave before he even got home from work. I had kind of prepared my son that if something were to happen and mommy were to get a movie role and had to leave soon, that every night we had kind of our routine where, you know, he knows I love him. We were prepared that if God called and mommy said yes, we had to go. Mm. So I didn't even get to say goodbye to my son that day.
Oh, wow.
It all happened so fast, but God had just prepared all of our hearts.
Right. I want to go back for just a moment and revisit this issue, because at times, you know, the general audience, you know, they hear sometimes when they say, "Well, I heard from God, you know, God told me this," or, you know, "I had to say something out of obedience. I had to say something that I really believe God had put in my heart." Sometimes that's foreign for people. They don't quite understand that. And for you, you experience this. And like anybody, you would doubt it. I mean, Sarah doubted that she was going to be the mother of a child. You know, she's in her 80s. "I'm going to have a child now. Yeah, thanks a lot." So, I mean, that's part of our our humanity. But you heard this bit. Why do you think God asked this gal to tell you that you were going to play the role of Abby? Have you thought about that?
Yes, I think it says a lot about Emily's character, which is the woman who reached out to me. Emily, when she first messaged me, said that she had been praying for me for about a year. And like I said, I didn't know her personally, but Emily had committed herself to praying for people in the film industry, in the entertainment industry. She just felt like God had called her to pray for these people.
And was it because of War Room, because your connection with War Room, or your other?
I think we had connected because of some mutual interests.
Mm-hmm.
So she had seen some other actors I followed, and somehow maybe we followed the same people. I don't know, but I had a little bit of a following. She knew that I was a believer and an actress. And we just kind of connected over social media. And from there, I just got added to her list of people she prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very encouraging. I remember her commenting and liking things in mine, but we had never really connected. But she was just so obedient. And I think that our obedience to listening when God prompts us is when things happen. That's when things shift, paradigm shift, and we experience God's get to work because we listen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened for her. Now, on the receiving end, I think it's important that when we receive a word from someone to have discernment, because when it really is a word from God, it will always line up with His word.
Right.
So we do have to have discernment when people come to us and say that they have a message that they feel like God has given them for us, to make sure that it is aligning with the word of God and it's not something that invokes fear, but it speaks life. And Yeah, it was a lot to process there, for sure.
I bet, and especially, I mean, as you were relating the story, and I'm thinking, okay, I mean, it's one thing to get a word from God, but God faithful to His promises, and you can always tell the authentication of anybody who gives a word of prophecy, and that is, does it come true or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there it is.
Yeah.
Ashley Brasher is with us, and we're going to continue our conversation after this. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
There's no high. comfortable with you.
Oh, aren't you happy we serve an impossible God? I mean, it's amazing, huh? Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. She plays Abby Johnson in the much-acclaimed movie Unplanned. Ashley Bratcher continues with us. Ashley, I understand now people, you played Abby Johnson so effectively in the movie, which is now available on DVD, by the way. And if you go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the ad right there. You'll see Ashley's face right there, and you click on it. And we got a special discount savings for you on the DVD, okay? Because that's the way we are. We're givers. So people now relate to you in such a way, you were so effective in this movie, that people see you as Abby Johnson. And they go, where are your 8 children?
It's been really interesting to play such a role because I've had many, many people reach out to me and share their personal stories about what they've gone through, what they are currently going through. And I've just been an actress my whole career. I guess I wasn't really prepared for what was to come, but God has just kind of stepped in because whether I knew it or not, he prepared me along the way. And the story has ministered to so many people that it's been my honor to hear what they're going through and learn how I can serve them. Part of being on the receiving end of so many messages is what inspired me to start a scholarship fund because I kept hearing all these problems. And instead of just hinging on the problem, I kept thinking, what can I do to help solve this problem?
Exactly.
And for a lot of young women, it's the whole concept that, well, I have to give up school if I have a baby. I can't pursue a career if I have a baby. And that's just not the case.
Right. Well, as you say, God had orchestrated this. And for a time such as this, I mean, you look back in your life and you say, you had to play Abby Johnson. You had to be the one. And as we mentioned early, and you had brought this up when we talked last time in March, that, you know, you had to leave right away, being, you know, around, you know, acting and, you know, around Hollywood and all that. Anybody doing an abortion movie, I mean, they told you up front, hey, look, this could pretty much punctuate your career in a negative sort of way, Hollywood being what it's all about, this is going to be tough. And so here you go, and you're on the shoot for a couple of days, and you call your mom to tell her what's going on. And then she tells you what's going on, right?
Yeah, like I said, I didn't have a lot of time to tell anybody that I was going because for the 4-hour notice, I mean, you just kind of pack your stuff and you hop on a plane, and with a movie starting in just a couple of days, you have so much to get done. I was learning over 100 pages of dialogue. I was in pre-production meetings. I was getting fitted for wardrobe, having my hair colored. And when my mom called me on that fourth day, she had no idea where I was or what I was doing. And I started to tell her about Abby's story, and I hesitated because my mom had shared with me when she was in high school that she'd had an abortion. So I didn't want this to be something that hurt her. I didn't want to think her to think that I was judging her or that I loved her any less, because if you've seen the movie, you know that it's not a judgmental story. It's about the grace and forgiveness and redemption of Christ's love. So I started to explain it to her, and as I did, she was uncontrollably crying, just so much more affected than I had anticipated. She said on the phone, Ashley, I need to tell you something that I've never told you before. What you don't know is that when I was 19, I was in the abortion clinic for the second time. They had called my name back, and I was being examined on the table by a very pregnant nurse. I got sick to my stomach, and I knew that I couldn't go through with it. So I got up, I walked out, and I chose to have you. And I never knew that. So here I was on set for the fourth day, never having known that I was intended to be aborted. I mean, it was the plan that I was never going to step foot on this earth.
Yeah.
But my mom got up and walked out and chose to have me. And there I was, stepping into this moment to tell Abby's story. And it's such a prolific story of transformation and a story of life. I mean, here I was, like, Abby Johnson, a pro-life advocate, never knowing that I had my own story related to abortion. It was pretty mind-blowing, and it was just another, it was more reassurance from God that he had really prepared me and placed me in this moment to tell this story.
And, of course, as you say, the story continues, because here you are. You are a living extension of the movie, speaking to groups like the one that I attended the other night, CareNet, which works closely there on the Treasure Coast of Florida with you know, single moms, soon-to-be single moms, and dealing with this transformation and transition that they will go in their life. And here you are. And it's opened the door, as you say, for other people to come to you. And, you know, this is the thing that I've always been touched. And Abby's been on with us many times, actually, as well. And I've said to her, the thing that people, you know, are realizing, particularly women, they're realizing the lie that they bought into. And as you say, there's no judgment here because, look, we've all been duped and we've made our mistakes and nobody's claiming perfection here at all. What we're claiming is the grace of God to now realize that there is the truth of abortion. And the truth is that it's not just a you know, idle piece of flesh or like a cancer that's being cut out and all the other narratives that they've thrust upon these women. Because and we knew it was profound, because I got to tell you, Ashley, every time I spoke to a woman that has had an abortion would tell me, well, my child would have been, you know, 7 years old, or my child would have been 13. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of you go, whoa. I mean, if that's like cancer, I mean, you know, or whatever, or something that's so meaningless, why would you carry that with you? Why is it so profound? And the women are reacting to this organically. And but the other thing that I think is very cool, too, Ashley, is the men are waking up to this, too. And what I have been hearing is the cry of Rachel, but from the male side, if we remember from the cry of Rachel when Herod killed all the babies, right? But you were going to hear a male cry, because males are starting to realize, oh, my God, I've participated in the murder of my own child. And again, this isn't about judgment. This is about redemption. And we're coming alongside people who have gone through this incredible heartbreak and the realization of it. And as I've spoken in different churches myself, I've warned the pastors and the support team, get ready, because you're going to have to minister to these men and women over this issue.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the most heartbreaking stories I've heard have come from men who feel primarily responsible, because they either feel like they pressured a woman into it, or they feel like they didn't give enough support. It's usually one or the other. And a lot of women who have abortions say that if they had had the support of their spouse, that they probably wouldn't have gone through with it. And I think that men in particular feel a sense of guilt over it, sometimes even more strongly than women, because their part in it seems so indifferent. Like, they feel like they don't have a voice in the fight, when the reality is a lot of times women just want someone to say, all right, I'm here, and I'm going to stick it out through thick or thin, and we're going to figure this thing out. You know, don't we all want someone to just say, I'm here for you? I feel like that is such a powerful statement, to just say, I'm here for you.
Ashley, thank you so much for being with us. I mean, these stories are incredible that you've shared with us. And we know that, you know, the chapters are yet to be written. God is the author and finisher of our faith, and he continues to write an incredible chapter of your life story as you continue. How can people be in touch with you, Abby? I mean, Ashley, I'm sorry.
That's not the first time that's happened. Okay.
Yeah.
You can follow me everywhere on social media. It's _ Ashley Brecher.
Just like that. She plays Abby Johnson in the much-acclaimed movie Unplanned. Go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com and get your hands on the DVD, a special price and discount when you use the passcode BML. Thank you, Ashley. Take care.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 1-800-878-8428 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, greenlighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. A federal judge has just ruled that President Trump cannot stop his accountants from turning over his taxes to Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr., who's probing whether the Trump Organization falsified business records related to so-called hush money payments. This is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You can achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I've been saved, I've been saved,
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can listen live there. You can download podcasts absolutely free. It's our gift to you because you know the way we are. We're just givers. We just keep on giving it to you. And we have these great guests, whether it's Ashley Bratcher or our next guest coming up right now. We're going to talk about the war on history. You know, you've heard it said that he who controls the past controls the present and the future. And this is what's going on. This is a diabolical move on those antithetical forces that would want to rob us of our rich American history. How we got here. I mean, could you imagine if all of a sudden 242 years were erased? But the fact of the matter is some of it's been erased already. And kept out of the public consciousness of our culture today. And it's all been done rather divisively. It's been done on purpose, not by accident, ladies and gentlemen. Our next guest, Jared Stepman, is with us. He's the author of the book, War on History. Jared, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing great.
Hey, that's what people need to understand, Jared, is it not? I mean, this has been a diabolical and purposeful move to eliminate key points of history, rewrite history even, to, to be an end to their, a means to their end.
Yeah, I think so. That's definitely something that I highlight in my book and how there's been kind of a war waged, certainly in a lot of our educational institutions, and I think Hollywood and the media has done its job in playing a part in this, and I think we're seeing a ramping up. I mean, I think, this larger debate we're now having in society over statues and memorials and things like this to many of the men in our country's past, which, of course, has gone down the slippery slope. I think many are trying to, point out some of the negatives or the flaws in these individuals, and it becomes extreme. I mean, we've looked at, things went from, people were talking about Confederate monuments. They've moved on to Thomas Jefferson. They moved on certainly to Christopher Columbus and even to people like George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is a larger attack, I think, on American ideas. I think on the American people and our cultural wars that have helped strengthen and preserve this country and moved it along, you know, over two centuries. I mean, the United States certainly is not a perfect country. I mean, like all human beings, we are deeply imperfect, and there have been certainly failures in our past. But I think what this does is it covers over the things that have made us truly exceptional as a nation, the things that we used to celebrate, the things that we used to triumph. I think those things are disappearing from the American conscious, and that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what people do when they want to convince you of something different. They start to indoctrinate you or present an ulterior motive or an ulterior case so that you will abandon the truth and buy into a lie. And this is what's been going on, and it's moved from being covert to now rather overt. Why, Jared, do you think right now that it's become so overt?
You know, I think there's this idea that a lot of, especially I think there's a radical, you know, you could say the far left, people who would like to change, fundamentally change America. They think there's something broken about this country. They're frustrated that we haven't embraced radical doctrines. I think it's large part because of our culture, because of really the things, the ideas that are certainly a huge part of our history, the culture of liberty that is so much at the heart of what the United States is. I think there's this idea that those things are an impediment to kind of these utopian ideals that America has to be fundamentally changed. And the only way to do that is to make the American people forget the traditions of their country, make them think that somehow this country was rotten at its root, that it really wasn't all that great to begin with. It was never particularly great. And they have the answers. They have the answers you're looking for to make everything better, make everything perfect in the future. And I think that's really what's driving this and why it's kind of reaching ahead at this point in our history.
Well, Jared, don't you find that their arguments are quite hollow? I mean, you know, they're not very thick in substance, high in emotion, but not a lot of substance behind, you know, the narrative that they're promoting out there. They're creating some agitation, which, as all humanoids, we're open, you know, to be critical of things, and it's okay, but only to a certain defined point as far as they're concerned, because all they want you to do essentially is to abandon critical thinking and you know, trust them for your critical thinking and their presentation of American history.
Yeah, I think that's a huge danger. And one of the examples that really reminds me of that is this controversy over George Washington mural in San Francisco. The mural itself was done in the 1930s. Actually, has a somewhat negative portrayal of Washington, shows slavery and things like this. And yet, it was deemed as offensive. It was deemed, there's this portrayal of slavery. There was even a dead Native American portrayed in this thing. And they said, well, this was too offensive. We have to just literally shut this down. We have to cover it up. In fact, they did eventually cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows me the kind of lack of critical thinking on any of these issues. I mean, just, you know, somebody somewhere is offended, shut them down. I mean, it's mm-hmm. really part of what you see as modern cancel culture
exactly.
going to history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's cancel culture all over the place. Again, forget about free speech. Forget about these values that have been the bedrock of the development of our country. Let's abandon all that. But, you know, they're so disingenuous, Jared, because, you know, you've got to, if you're going to let go of something, what are you embracing? What's the exchange? What are we getting in return? You know, Barack Obama said we were going to fundamentally change America. Well, fundamentally exchange it to what? What are we going to change it to?
And that's exactly what the question is. And I think that, you know, I think we're not going to like ultimately what that change is, especially if we immure ourselves from the things that I think have ultimately made us great. I mean, mm-hmm. I and the people especially who had to make many sacrifices. I mean, we talk about, you know, the founding generation and what they did in bringing up this culture of liberty. Are we going to sever ourselves from that legacy? I mean, were they perfect? No. I'm sure many in the future will condemn us over things as well. That's reality. That's what's going to happen. But to sever us from those things, especially in this time where the United States, you know, we do have challenges around the globe. We do have challenges to American ideals. I mean, are we going to have another thing when I talk in my book about the American century, the 20th century, where the United States stood as a beacon of hope against encroaching authoritarianism? The United States was not only powerful, but I think we were buttressed by being a virtuous society of free ideals. Are we still going to have those things in the future? Are we going to be able to unite around those things to counter the threats that are going to be there in the 21st century? If we lose this war, we lose the United States as a beacon of hope in that world, and that's a dangerous world indeed.
Well, no doubt the light on the hill is dimming, and they have been turning back the rheostat there to take away the bright shining light, or at least reduce it. This has been a concerted movement, and this has been going on for decades. This isn't people need to understand, Jared, and you point out this isn't something that's just only been going on for the last couple of years. This has been going on for decades.
Not at all. I mean, of course, many know about the histories of Howard Zinn, who was the far left,
yes,
early communist historian. Many people know, of course, his books have been used in schools around our country at the K-12 level. And I think what you're seeing now is a generation of Zinn acolytes who now are in academic institutions, are in media, who are in Hollywood, peddling those views. And you have really now maybe two generations of Americans who have been detached from their country's history, who only know this kind of negative narrative that has been concocted. They know very little else, and they don't know how to combat that. And I think that's, why we're in such a dangerous situation. That's why I ultimately, wrote my book, to counter that, to kind of re-explain the things that Americans, I think, fundamentally understood in the past that now need to be doubled down on. We need to reteach these things to the newer generation.
Robert Currie, we've been talking about this at length this morning, has released a new book called Reclaiming Common Sense. At the core of all this is the abandonment of common sense, because we're so easily preyed upon when we don't hold on to these common sense values and morals that we grew up with, that our parents and our grandparents grew up with. And here we are. I mean, we're really buck naked and vulnerable to this new philosophy and the rewrite of our American history at a incredible expense that I think that if we cannot right the ship on this, we're going to rue the day, Jared.
We are. I think, I think the average American understands that. I think of many of our elite institutions in this country are really where a lot of these problems stem from. I mean, higher ed, you talk about academia, Hollywood. I think the average American understands that this is a problem. They understand.
Right.
And I think they are still deeply patriotic.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We're going to pick up the conversation there when we come back. More from Jared after this.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, and we're all joining in with the experts and best-selling authors. Jared Stepman, perfect example, author of the book War on History. Jared is the editor at the Daily Signal and host of Right Side of History. Jared, this work, this War on History, I mean, you are an exposing agent. We say the left, but what I'm discerning here is it is more than the left. I mean, you know, we've kind of routinely have said it's the left, but I'm finding there are people of all shades and colors, left, right, in between, that are part and parcel of this kind of hidden bureaucracy, this shadow bureaucracy. Some have called it the deep state, whatever it is, but it's antithetical to the founding principles of the U.S. Constitution. And I find them on the entire political spectrum, not just the left.
Yeah, I think you're really right about that, and especially as we have had a growth in some people call it a swamp, some people may call it a deep state or things like this, but what's grown, especially in Washington, D.C., this massive apparatus, this kind of fourth branch, the bureaucratic state, that many, you know, look, this is something that I think elite America, maybe you could call it, is really attached to this, and, you know, I see that attachment to that over even things like, I mean, foundational things like democracy, you know, does the will of the American people still matter these days? I think a lot of people are asking themselves that question. Mm-hmm. And I think that is very much worrying. I think these people are more committed to these kind of extra-constitutional institutions than they are to the American people and their will and what they want. And, mm-hmm. and I think that is ultimately, that is a dangerous thing. And I think that, again, a vast apparatus has grown around this. But I think ultimately the American people, you know, writ large, are very much opposed to that. I think the American people, as I said, have a lot more common sense, certainly than they're given credit for from these elite institutions. And I think that's why, you know, when we talk about, you know, this war and history and things like that, I think the average American gets it. I think they really get it in the way that, you know, many elites do not.
Well, I think you're right. That's why 63 million voted for Donald Trump. And the elites and the arrogance of the elites is astounding. I mean, to the point that they're on full display, costing us, you know, billions of dollars, if not trillions, totally stopping our government, stopping things that we should have already had completed, like the USMCA trade. We'd been well on our way. I mean, Japan has already said, hey, look, we're willing to, you know, get our trade in line and our trade principles. There's European partners as well that are willing to revise their trade policies so that they're more in line. And you imagine if we had that, then what is China going to do at that point?
Yeah, I think this is one area, especially absolutely on the issue of China. I think this was really sold to us as, well, you know, China will rise, you know, we'll let them into the global financial system, we'll all rise together and there'll be more freedom. I mean, I think the answer, especially after in light of the actions recently, you know, by the NBA essentially kowtowing to Chinese censors, because, you know, how dare one even moderately criticize regime and stand up for democracy, for goodness sake.
Right.
Maybe that'll be an eye-opener. I think a lot of Americans around this country really got that and see, you know, the situation we're in. And the United States, which had in the 20th century been a beacon against encroaching authoritarianism of Nazi Germany, of the Soviet Union, we stood our ground and ultimately defeated those evils of authoritarianism. You know, are we going to do that again? I mean, is the America, do Americans still believe in what this country stands for at the most basic level, that was ultimately set in motion, you know, by the founding fathers, by our long-term culture, our institutions, by the Americans who fought to keep this country growing and strong? And ultimately, I defend those things. I think that's what we're going to need in this, especially in the 21st century, as U.S. power, and I think U.S. ideals and virtues are challenged.
Exactly. Well, Jared, I got to tell you, when you hear the elites and the arrogance of this, as you say, this bureaucratic apparatchik in operation, how they just so glumly ignore what they call the deplorables, the despicables, the Walmart lovers, flyover country and that, they get it. They get it. I mean, this is, again, why they voted for Donald Trump, of all people. And I know it would seem incongruous, but who else was it, you know, was going to go in to the bureaucracy, go into D.C. and take on these ruling elites? But a billionaire who had nothing to lose, who was not beholden to the normal bureaucratic K Street apparatchik and do right by the people for the most part. But the forces is, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we knew that they weren't going to roll over easily. I mean, they are relentless and fighting nonstop. But this is the very heart and soul of what America is all about and the American ideal. And I wrote about it recently and saying, you know, for people who have been calling for a second American revolution, I'm saying, hey, that's been going on, you know, for the last several years, ever since Donald Trump came down those golden escalator in Trump Tower, you know, the first shot sent over the bow of the elite's boats went off. And we've been in this second American Revolution ever since.
We really have, and especially, you know, many of these, you know, as we've been talking about, elites think that, well, you know, we're going to try to, you know, take out President Donald Trump, and if he goes away, well, all these problems will go away. All the challenge to kind of this elite power will disappear, and things will go back to business as usual. But, you know, I got to say, I think they're not going to go back to business as usual in this country. I think Americans see this challenge, and, you know, whether, you know, Donald Trump, you know, and beyond Donald Trump, I mean, I think this challenge is going to continue ongoing. I think the Americans have lost patience and lost faith and the so-called elite institutions, and they demand change, and I think that's got to come soon. And so if they think that they're going to cut off the knees of this thing because, they're going to torpedo this presidency, I think they've got another thing coming. I think the American people are just simply going to double down on that.
Yeah, the question is, after Trump, who? That's the question I have right now, and it may have to be somebody where, as you say and suggest, is that we the people are going to have to get behind that individual, because there's not too many Donald Trumps that I see in the queue.
Yeah, and I think we also have to you know, aim our you know, what's the locus of this this movement? You know, what's the locus of the problems that we're facing? That's why we need to look at higher education, which are basically floated by the American taxpayer. We need to look at the changes that have happened in their K-12 system, no longer teaching American values. We need to look at our media system, which is, I mean, frankly, has become a joke and an embarrassment to the country. You talk about a war on the press. I mean, they've done a war on themselves because they've embarrassed themselves so many times. I mean, this is where, you know, this is where our focus needs to be, on these institutions that, you know, have done damage to this country, who basically look down upon Americans of common sense. That's where our focus needs to be, not just on the presidency, but on those institutions, that have made things a whole lot worse for Americans, have made our future very much clouded.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing how they've been able to get away from this. I mean, even Richard Blumenthal, of all people, in the Kavanaugh hearing said, you know, he used the Latin phrase, you know, false in one thing, false in everything. And I'm going, well, hello. I mean, you're the guy actually saying this? Are you listening to what you just said? And it is amazing to me, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid, you know, just go on down the line, who, you know, people who should have lost credibility, should have been censured, should not even be part of the debate anymore. They've taken themselves out. James Clapper, you know, Brennan, all these guys, I mean, and they continue to be given place here. And when we do that, when they're given place, I mean, you know, traditionally, Jared, when we were growing up, I mean, if somebody had committed a felony or did something, I mean, you talk about coming with an asterisk. I mean, you just didn't believe that person because you knew they already lied to you. So why are you going to hand over your minds and brains and assurances of any kind of credibility to somebody who's lied to you?
Absolutely. I think that's why we have something, you know, people call it, you know, populism or things like that. And I think there is a genuine case that, you know, sometimes there needs to be a corrective in our history. And I certainly talked about that a lot in my book, The War on History. I kind of brought the example of Andrew Jackson, the Jacksonian movement. Of course, President Trump has a picture of Andrew Jackson in the White House. And, you know, a time where many thought that Washington, D.C. was becoming corrupt and was becoming tenured to the American people, that something was fundamentally changing, becoming a corrupt with the American elite. And you had this kind of principled populist movement that ultimately swept that out. You had a popular hero who, you know, walked in D.C. With a huge, you know, outpouring of support from a lot of Americans. You know, I think we need that today. I mean, I think we need that kind of principled populism, this idea that these institutions have protected corruption, that they have been fundamentally working against the American people, that they now look down their noses at the interests of the American people and no longer care. They care about the concerns and interests of their own class. And
exactly.
That is a deep problem at the heart of a republic. It's very much against what this country has been about, what it's been founded upon, what's made it its ultimate strength. You know, we are a grand, you know, kind of middle-class republic, and that's being destroyed, I think, by these elite institutions. And American people have every reason to be angry.
Well, just like we had the silent majority, a call to the silent majority to speak up, I think you're right. I agree with you that there needs to be a call for the common man to stand up. You know, we need the voice of the common man. You're right.
We do. And I think the common man is the one right now with the common sense. And I think it should be very hopeful that there was a rebuke of that kind of elite class, certainly in 2016. But I think that's going to continue. And I think that's only going to become, you know, more pronounced over time, especially with the behavior of some of these, the so-called elite class in the last few years, and being unable to accept the will of the American people, being unwilling to accept the election, you know, of a president. I mean, I think that's really what we've seen. And so I do hope it's an eye-opening thing. I mean, all these issues kind of playing together. And I think, you know, ultimately I have faith in the American people. I think we've faced many challenges in the past. And I think that's why it's worth remembering our past, worth remembering the triumphs that kind of brought us to this position, remembering the great leaders, remembering the great ideas.
We have a lot to celebrate, no doubt. Jared, we're out of time. Thank you so much. The book is linked on our website, War on History, and available at all the usual places. Jared Stepman, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day, Jared. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Most of you